Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
For being with us, and we want to welcome you once again to all of the ULU members and all of the new supporters that are on the telephone line. We're going to get right into the program, and anyone that, if you've got family or friends that you want to make sure that they are a part of this call tonight, they can reach us at 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and give us a few minutes as we open up this conversation, and you can press 1 when you've got a question or comment. And I am Brother Thurman, the Us Lifting Us board member, and I am the host of tonight's call. And also on the call, we have with us as a guest is Sister Barbara Frank. And Barbara, we want to welcome you to the call, and just feel free to greet the family.
Hi, thanks for having me here. I'm happy to be here.
Good, beautiful, beautiful. And so getting right into the topic that you're going to help us to get greater clarity about our health and what kind of things that we can do to help the various health issues, the question that we're starting off with is what is the missing diagnosis that is eluding everyone and causing people to be ill? And before we proceed with that question, can you tell us a little about your background, just some brief words about your background and how you came to be doing what you are doing?
Sure. I'm from a family that practiced folk medicine. My mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, they were all herbalists, and they practiced folk medicine, which is using natural things like herbs and foods to heal the body, to keep it healthy. My full bio is on my website, BarbaraFrank222.com. It's way too much to say here. I don't want to hold up the show. It's like a page. But if you want to have all my credentials, you can go to my website. And also on the homepage of my website, there are a lot of broadcasts like this that I've been on. And if you listen to some of those, you'll learn a lot.
Okay, beautiful. And so you've got a lot of what you have learned and your experience is not just based in the academics of schooling, but also from your family.
Right. I'm an internationally certified lymphologist, and I use that to actually apply the principles of folk medicine that I learned from my family. I also studied folk medicine, but they approached it from a different point of view than what's taught in school. I wanted to have, you know, a rounded, you know, approach to it so that I can make sure I'm helping people as much as I can.
Beautiful. Good. Good word. Good word. All right. And so, once again, the question is, what is the missing diagnosis that is eluding everyone and causing people to be ill? So please tell us about that question. And
yes, I will. Every person alive is infected by parasites that eventually eat them alive, yet 90% of the population never heard anything about this. And so I'm here to help spread the things that my family taught me about killing parasites and what I learned by studying to people by using folk medicine that goes back centuries. Jesus also taught folk medicine. He taught people to cleanse their bodies with natural herbs and oils. And I'm basically doing the same thing that he did. He also recommended herbs to people. But every disease condition improves drastically when you just kill the parasites. But I also teach people the laws of natural hygiene, how to eat properly, as well as how to kill the parasites and how to live healthy, and how to protect yourself from this invisible epidemic of parasites that causes diseases. It causes signs of aging. It causes disability. Eventually, it kills you. And learning about this, you'll gain a tremendous advantage that you will be able to protect yourself with so that they won't eat you alive.
Okay. And when you mention parasites, you've got training and lots of experience in ways to naturally treat that. Is this something that, did I say something wrong?
No, I said yes. I was agreeing with you.
Okay. And so my question I was going to ask, is this something that in general people's doctor would be familiar with or that they delve into?
Absolutely not. No doctor will ever tell you that you have parasites when that's going to be the cause of any illness that you're having. They actually will tell you that that parasites don't exist in Americans and that this is a third world problem, which is not true. Because our soil has 10,000 parasites in every inch of soil, it's impossible that, you know, especially people who have pets that are going out on the soil every day, but it's impossible that we're not getting them because they're being sprayed into the air in the chemtrails. So you have to detox from parasites. it's impossible that anyone alive doesn't have them.
Mm. Okay. And they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're being sprayed into the air to depopulate, as well as they're in the soil. If you even touch, you know, trees, they're on, you know, trees. A lot of bugs lay their eggs in trees. Every Christmas I have people calling me because they broke out because they brought a tree into their house, which has all these bugs living in it. Once you bring it inside, they think it's spring, and they start hatching and getting into your home and biting you and getting on you. So, yeah, they're everywhere.
Okay. And when you said that they started biting you and they penetrate your body, is that right?
Absolutely. They eat you. They're bloodsuckers. So they depend on blood, whether it's from a human or a dog or a cat or a rabbit or whatever. But they basically eat us alive.
Okay. And in what route do they get in the body? I mean, how many ways can they get into the body?
If someone touches you, then their parasites will, again, the eggs will be left there and they will penetrate into your pores. We are all porous. The largest organ of our body is our skin, and it's porous. So you can pick up all kinds of disease conditions through your skin. Going barefoot, you're going to get them through the bottom of your feet. Sleeping with your pet, you're going to get them. Every fur-bearing animal carries lice, mites, ringworm, ticks, fleas. So you're going to get one or the other of those by sleeping with your pet. By being intimate with someone, you're going to share their germs. All of their diseases are in their eyes, mouth, nose, ears, and the openings in their genitals. So you will be infecting yourself with whatever diseases or germs that they're carrying like that. Putting your hands in the dirt, they're going to go right into your hands. They in the soil, they can be in a dormant state, but when they feel a warm body there, warm-blooded body there, they immediately activate, produce an enzyme that allows them to go into your body. So there are many ways that they go into your body.
Okay. And is there any time of day or night where they're more active, where they come out more active?
When you start resting, the mothers inside of you start making hydrogen peroxide for their babies to keep their babies healthier. So when you rest, they actually activate and become more active.
Wow. And when you mention, you know, the dogs and pets, people are allowing dogs to lick them, is that a way of transmitting those parasites?
Absolutely. Actually, dogs have a very dangerous parasite in their mouth that when it gets into the mouth of a human, it can travel to your brain and cause you to go insane because of the worms that crawl around on your brain. Now they've discovered that dogs have a germ in their body that if it licks you and you're not, you know, very healthy, you can actually get sepsis from it and you can die within 24 hours. So these are just recent discoveries that have been made that people need to know about.
Hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Well, and so tell us what I know there's a lot to questions to ask, and so you talked about plays. I mean, what do you think is really allowing this to happen? I mean, why isn't it being stopped? And you mentioned you know, it's being sprayed through the air and the food and the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
What are the solutions to the problem?
Well, I have a natural protocol that uses natural herbs that are purified and organic. You can apply them to the body, and they massively kill parasites. So that's really, you know, what I use for them, for the people that consult with me.
Okay. We want we want to continue on. We've got a caller on the line, and I want to welcome the caller on the line. And if you got questions, make sure you write them down, and you can call us at 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789. And during this hour, we will make sure that Bob or Frank will make sure that you've got a way to contact her by email or whatever she wants to give us. But we want to welcome a caller onto the call. Caller with the numbers last four, 3440. Welcome to the call, and please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Greetings, brother and sister Frank. This is Brother Shibaka calling from Baltimore, Maryland. Very interesting conversation, and I'm glad I have an opportunity to ask a question or follow-up question. Sister, you had said earlier, you know, that particularly about pets, we sort of like, when I say we, I'm talking about people of African descent, have basically got in the habit seeing people of other ancestry, use of animals, pets, from dogs to cats to horses and what have you. Is there any safe way, because we have these pets, they seem to be growing in our community more and more, are there any safe practices that you can suggest which minimize the transmission of these parasites that you talked about to humans? And I'll wait to hear your answer.
Yes, I recommend that you clean up your pets with my products, since they are non-toxic and organic. Many people have told me that when their dog or cat comes in from outside, because of there being 10,000 parasites in every inch of soil, that they spray their paws with the natural herbal lotion. Many people have told me that they shampoo their pet with the natural herbal lotion, which has no soap in it. It has a coconut surfactant in it that's organic. And that way, if you wash your pet with that, or if you just sprayed it with a diluted solution of it once a week, that would help to keep the parasites and mites and lice down on your pet.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
And thank you, Brother Shibaka. Okay, tell us... continue. Give us your further thoughts. And you mentioned your products that are solutions to the issue of parasites. And give us some examples in terms of your clients over your years, and what kind of results are they getting with various issues. So the parasites are causing many different health issues, right?
I found that every disease condition is caused by parasites or mold. And mold is a parasitic fungus. So I've treated people for 40 years using the protocol that similar to what my grandmother, my mother, my grandfather used to treat people with when I was growing up as a kid. I noticed as a kid that people would come and they would be sick with all kinds of problems. And just the parasite treatments that they gave them made them get well again. So when I grew up, I wanted to help people that way. I became a lymphologist, an internationally certified lymphologist, so that I could work anywhere and I could share the things I learned from my grandmother, my mom, and my grandfather with people. And I've helped save thousands of lives by using these protocols and giving to people. I've had so many people come to me with terminal illnesses who were told they were going to die. They're still alive. They got well. So I know that this works. Especially if you have any skin problems, any overweight, any hair loss problems, that's all caused by parasites. Signs of aging, if you have pain in your body, that's going to be caused by parasites. If they're telling you you need a hip or knee replacement, that's going to be caused by parasites. If they're telling you you have a heart problem, that's caused by parasites. I haven't seen any condition. Arthritis is caused by parasites. That was not caused by parasites.
That's amazing. So you just said in terms of overweight and hair loss, that there are natural solutions that will eliminate the parasites, and therefore, if the people could detox and lose some of that weight that's the result of the parasites, and they could regrow it.
Absolutely. I had a man who was bald for 40 years. He promised me that I would never be able to get his hair back, but I did. In 6 months, he had full head of hair, and his hair was, he said, a nicer grade of hair than when he before his hair fell out. So I've had hundreds of people who grew their hair back, and I would like to help every single woman that's having hair loss or man to grow their hair back. If you want to see my hair, which goes all the way down to my waist. I made videos that are on YouTube. If you just type in Barbara Frank videos, you'll see the videos that I had there. And that's my hair. I don't own a wig. So you can see that if I can do it, you can do it. And I'll be happy to show anyone who wants to grow their hair how to do it. The Chinese brag that they made $4 million selling hair to black people, and that really infuriated me. There was an ad that I saw in one of my health updates, and I would like to stop them making all that money on our people. They need to grow their own hair, use natural products that are not from China, and stop making those people rich.
And what was that? Did you say $4 billion?
$4 million. They were celebrating. There was a picture of them celebrating, and the caption said that we made $4 million selling hair to black people.
Mm. And tell me, when you talk about the subject of parasites, when people are wearing other people's hair, is that an opportunity to get infected? Tell us your thoughts about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Almost everyone has head lice, so. There was a woman who used to come to me, and she had a wig shop, and she would let someone wear the wig for 2 weeks or a month or however long they want, and then come back and get another wig. And I said, how do you clean the wig? You shouldn't be selling a wig again. It's not a new wig then. And she said, well, no one notices, and the wig keeps its shape. So she was actually infecting people. So I tried to point out to her that you're infecting people because so many people have head lice. And when they put that wig on, you know, they're going to get the head lice or whatever that other person has. So it was just, I did not agree with what she was doing. And I let her know.
Okay. Well, and so when you talked about the millions of dollars, you know, from selling the hair,
mm-hmm.
you talking about a natural solution where you can have your own hair. You don't have to
Absolutely.
Be spending all the money enriching of the other communities, but not only that, you're not making yourself susceptible to the parasites and things as a result of wearing other people's hair and wigs that somebody
right.
may have had on. You could have your own
right.
hair. Now,
right.
I take it that you probably have made it to 30. Are there women in your age group that, is it common that they have hair as long and as healthy as yours?
I'm 70, absolutely. I mean, I've helped people who they told me that their hair would never grow more than an inch, and now their hair is down to their shoulders. One woman, she said her hair would not grow. She grew her hair 31 inches, so over a period of 2 years. So everyone's hair grows at different rates, usually between 1/8 of an inch a month to 1 inch a month. So, you know, if you went for 12 months using this protocol, you should have, if you have a good metabolism, 12 inches of hair.
Okay.
Whereas, because what's causing the hair loss is a Demodex mite, which comes from dogs. And it's like a white, it's also called the lardworm. It's like a white-looking thing. It looks like dandruff, but it's really a mite. If you see someone with dandruff, that's not dandruff. Dandruff is a parasite.
So tell us in terms of your products, what is it, what makes, you're talking about having some effective products and solutions, what makes your solutions different from what is out there in the marketplace?
So I would like to point out that I'm a 70-year-old woman, and if you see me, you will never guess that. That's testimonial for my products because that's all I use. My products are organic, and they were formulated originally by my grandmother, who taught it to my mother, and her mother taught her. So, you know, these are like a 100 years old products that I use that I've made better from my family. So there's nothing on the market that is comprehensive that kills parasites. And the things that are out there, many formulas are telling you to take wormwood for a long period of time or black walnut. Both of these herbs become toxic after 10 days. Black walnut will destroy your thyroid, and wormwood will actually kill you if you take it too long. You should not take it more than 10 days. Yet there are people out here telling you to take these things for long periods of time, which is not good for you. So there is nothing out there that compares to what I'm doing as far as the comprehensiveness of it. I teach people how to clean their raw foods, which comes out of the soil. As I said, the soil has 10,000 microbes in every inch of soil. And we also have unhealthy people picking our food, unfortunately. Migrant workers are out there in the field all day with no bathroom. And if they forgot to bring toilet paper, you know they're going to have to go to the bathroom at some point being out in the field all day. And they live in very unhealthy conditions, unfortunately. It makes me sad. But they pick our food. And some of them are families that go from, you know, town to town picking fruits and vegetables. And they're not healthy. So you need to know how to clean your raw foods correctly. You need to know how to clean your bed. And I teach people all of this. I teach women how to take care of their bodies internally and how to keep the parasites out of them. And I provide them with natural and effective products that do that.
Wow. And you said your bed. So tell me something. When you travel and you stand in hotels and motels, are they using some effective natural solutions to make sure that their beds are clean and safe and free of parasites?
Are you kidding? So in a hotel, all they do is change the sheets after each person. They don't change the mattress pad. They may wash the mattress pad once or twice a year. They put the same beds. They put the same bedspread. Do you think they wash the mattress pad after each person? All they do is change the sheets. I have people that I treat that are maids at hotels, and they're appalled at how, you know, they all they do is change the sheets and then once or twice a year wash the mattress pad. So a lot of people will sneak in their pets into the hotel room and put their pets in bed with them. Many a bed bug epidemic has been passed on this way. So I teach people how to clean the hotel room so that they don't catch or, you know, bring bed bugs back home with them when they travel. There is no comprehensive program out there like what I teach people.
That is amazing. Well, you are definitely... Go ahead. Go
I would
right
like
ahead.
To just say this. Parasites cause physical trauma to the body by the perforation of the intestines. They will actually make your organs like Swiss cheese. They can perforate the lung, the liver, and they release something that's called chyme, which is their poop, and it oozes into the lymph system. The first sign that you have parasites is allergies and asthma. So, you know, they really are devastating to our bodies.
Okay. Well, we want to continue this conversation and just give us, we're going to take a short musical break, and we will be right back, family. And when we come back, if you got questions or comments, the telephone number is 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and press 1 when you're ready with...
Thank you.
Welcome back, family. We want to continue this call, and it's a very interesting, informative information that we really, really need. And please take notes, pay attention, and as I said before, Barbara Frank gets off the line, we want to make sure that you'll be able to reach her, and she can give you that information once again of how to contact her. And so many questions you're going through my mind, and you talked about the parasites perforating or penetrating your intestinal wall. We've got a caller that's got that we want to give them an opportunity to say something before we continue. And caller with the numbers last four is 4457. Please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from and give us your comment or question.
Yes, good evening. This is Abby O'Doon in New York. I'm a member. I find the conversation very interesting. Good evening to you, Sister French.
Good evening.
I have one quick question. I have been unable to pursue my interest in Ulu, not so much being that they're way down in Atlanta and I'm in New York, but because of the fact that I've been suffering from a condition that no matter how I address it, I'm not seeing much in the way of an improvement, a health condition that they refer to as COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I know as soon as I hear the word chronic, it tells me exactly what they think about their ability to deal with it. They're just going to give me treatment so that's supposed to last until I die. I'm trying to get beyond that. I'm trying to address my diet, try to make sure I exercise more, drink more juices, drink more water. I don't feel that I'm really gaining much, so I thought that this would be a good opportunity to talk to someone from the alternative society, because right now I'm trying to raise money to go to see a Chinese specialist, but before I do that, that's a lot of money. I figured, well, maybe you can answer some questions on this whole issue.
So, sir, I've helped so many people to get over that condition. My fee is about 1/10 or 1/20 of what you're going to pay the Chinese person. Besides, in China, they have been dumping their sewage underground, burying it for over 3,000 years. That's why everything, every herb you get from China is so cheap. They are coming over here because we have not destroyed our environment like that. There's no one that's going to be able to help you get over that except me. I've helped many people to get over that, and I will help you, and I hope that when you're well, you will come back on here and let people know that I got you over it.
Okay. So your website is Barbara Frank at what?
BarbaraFrank222.com. So I invite you, BarbaraFrank222.com. So I invite you to go on my website on the homepage. There are a lot of broadcasts that I've been on, and on the Real Truth Universe broadcast, many people come on who talk about how they were ill with all kinds of diseases and how I got them well. Just listen to a few of those. Fast forward until you hear my voice, and then listen to what people have to say about how they were dying and I got them well. And some with COPD as well. And I think you'll realize that you can save a lot of money by just letting me help you get over that.
All right, sister. I'll try to look into that. Thank you very, very much.
Sure. I do telephone consultations with people all over the world. So you don't have to travel. Go to a doctor's office where there's a lot of sick people in and out all day. You get.
Right.
I help you to heal right from the privacy of your own home.
Oh, terrific. Okay. I'll check your website and be touched. Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. And, Barbara, we want to, we've got at least two more people on the line and want to reach as many people as we possibly can. 8882. Please give your name and where you're calling from and your question or comment.
Yes, this is Brother Musa from Richmond, Virginia. I am a member as well of ULU. It's a two-part question, and I must say first, I thank the Creator for this timely opportunity for me to engage with you. Blessings and wellness to you and your ministry. first part of the question is, as an aspiring organic farmer in an urban setting, and making my own compost, and what I'm hearing is that I need to address the parasites. I farm with wood chips and organic produce that I the scraps from my purchases of organic food, and so I have a concern, which I trust you already see. The other part of that question is, second part of that question, ma'am, is that there's some new data that comes out talking about the magnetic energy of Mother Earth and how one can place themselves, I would say, with bare feet and hands, and I do farm with my hands, not without gloves. So I'm anxious to hear your response, to include, and if I need to contact you later, just said so, I would be glad to do that, benefiting from this magnetic field and continue to farm the way I do or in a better way. Thank you.
Okay, so, sir, I have treated over 50 people who were doing grounding and walking barefoot. Every time you put your foot on the soil where there's 10,000 microbes in every inch of soil, the microbes are going to go into the bottom of your feet and start living on you. Many of the people that I treated, they had cancers growing up their legs, and I got rid of all of them. They had all kinds of rashes and eczema and psoriasis on their legs from going barefoot. So I highly recommend that you do not do that, and you are doing something very detrimental to yourself by putting your hands in the soil. The parasites that are in the soil, when they feel your warm hand there, they activate, produce an enzyme that allows them to go into your body through the pores in your skin, and they go travel through your bloodstream. If it's a liver fluke or a lung fluke or a heartworm or a tapeworm, all those eggs are in the soil, then you're going to be infected with that. So based on your voice, I can tell that you're loaded with parasites. And you can detox them naturally. You're going to see trillions of tiny little parasites coming out of your pores when you do my protocol. You're going to have much more energy. Your voice is going to change. And your thinking will be clearer. So I admire you for being an organic farmer, but you're doing some deadly mistakes. Going barefoot, deadly. Putting your hands in the soil, deadly. So now you need to detox those parasites. And I hope that when you use my protocol and you see trillions of little tiny parasites coming out of you and you feel like you've been reborn again because you're going to have so much more energy, that you'll come on here and tell people about it.
Thank you.
Will you do that?
Absolutely. And I'm on your website, man. I'm trying to get to you. Phone number and all of that, but I will give way to the next caller.
Okay. I'll give you my phone number. It's 301-949-4873.
Thank you very much.
So are you using enzymes in your compost?
No, I'm just, like, for example, all of my scraps from my I make smoothies every day from kale to fruit. And I'm also using, and this probably is going to be a no-no, but I'm being transparent because I want to get better. I eat fish that I catch. And so I'm putting the fish guts and remains in that compost. That's the only meat that I put in there. And after 6 months or so, after I'm being in the plastic container and sitting in the heat, then once it's broken down, then I'll use that as fertilizer around the plants. And again, they're placed in wood chips. Yes, ma'am.
So there is a natural enzyme they can get to help the compost to decompose faster and make it more effective. So you should go online and find those enzymes and use it in your compost, but you should never, ever put your hands in that. because
yes,
while it's sitting there, all kinds of creatures are going to be coming there, mice, you know, rats, and they're going to be leaving their germs and toxins there. So you should use a shovel, never put your hands in that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much, caller. Barbara, we're going to take another caller, and then we've got to give some more information. 8520, please give your name and where you're calling from and your question or comment. Maybe 8520, 804-8520, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, please.
My name is Kamala Shannon.
Okay.
And I'm calling from Williamsburg, Virginia. The question that I have for Ms. Barbara tonight is that I am a breast cancer survivor. The question that I have is that the medication that they wanted me to take, I've always taken herbal medications for everything, organic, from toothpaste to body wash, everything. And so my body cannot accept the chemicalized medications that they want me to take. So there's this medication called letrozole because they want my hormones, my hormones to stay suppressed to keep cancer from coming back. And they want me to stay on this medication for 6 years. I refuse to do that. They don't know that I've refused to do that, but I will not, you know, invade my body with that. I inherited this breast cancer from my mother. It was genetically inherited. And so I'm doing all the right things myself to do that. And I was wondering if you could make any suggestions in reference to the lymph nodes that they removed from under my armpits and how I can, what else that I can introduce my body to bring my breast back to wellness.
Okay, so what caused the breast cancer is still in your body, and it's parasites. So what actually caused the breast cancer is your partner touching your breast. He puts the excess parasites that are in his hands in your breast. They overgrow there. The dead ones harden, just like we harden when we die, and they form into a tumor. So I have helped probably more than 100 people who had breast cancer, and some of them were told it was terminal, that they would not make it unless they did surgery, and none of them died. Breast cancer is definitely caused by parasites. So, you know, you need to kill the parasites because it will recur. You don't need to take that to for your hormones. I will give you something else that will help you. And you can get over this by just killing the parasites that are causing it.
I would really appreciate that. And I also want to say that I love knowledge, and I appreciate you coming online and allowing your audience to be transparent and sharing with us the things that we need to do, because we know years ago that when we were growing up, we weren't going to the doctor a lot because we were eating from the table. We're not eating from the table anymore. The processed sugars, the processed food, sodas and things that the produce section in all stores, and I try to go to the organic part of the produce section, is where we should do the most of our shopping. Anything else that we buy from the store should be water or something else that's organic that we put on our hair and our skin, because everything else in there is just poisonous. So we allow our children to eat those things, then they become overweight, and then all of these diseases and things come in our children. And so when they see, I remember one time my sister told me that my refrigerator was disgusting. I took it as a compliment because it was filled with base plant food, all organic vegetables and fruits. And if I wanted to eat some fish, I would do that. But I want to thank you for coming online and educating us, and you will hear from me. I need
your help. So if you love knowledge, you should read my book. It's on my website. Barbara Frank, 222.com. It was nominated for the Nobel Prize and the Pulitzer Prize. You will find it on my website.
I will do that.
Ms. Shannon, thank you so much for calling in and just giving us a loving of reaching out. And we just appreciate everybody that's on the call tonight, and as well as Barbara Frank. We got to take a short break, and we will be right back as we close out this hour. Family, we welcome you back to the call. We want to continue on, and without a doubt, it's obvious that Barbara Frank has shared very good information, and we know that there's a lot more that she can share. And so, with your approval would be in favor of us having her back on this call again. We only got an hour tonight, and so we got to cover some other topics before we close this hour. And Barbara, we want to thank you so much for being on the call, and we've got to give some information about Us Lifting Us before we end the call. And once again, would you please give the family and the listening audience your contact information?
Yes. My website is barbarafrank222.com. If you click on the homepage, you will see a lot of broadcasts like this that I've been on. And as I said, the most testimonials are on the Real Truth Universe broadcast. My phone number is 301-949-4873. And my email is barbara_20815@hotmail.com. I have a blog that's dlhealthandbeauty.com. I also have a lot of videos on YouTube. If you type in Barbara Frank videos, or if you type in DL's Health, then all the videos will come in into your browser.
Well, we definitely thank you, and we know that there's a whole lot more that we can learn, and we appreciate everything that you've shared tonight, and you have definitely inspired the people on the call, and we look forward to having you back on the telephone, on the call to bring forth some more information, because there is much more that Barbara has to bring, and she can certainly get into more details about her products, including the herb lotions that she mentioned and some others. And so we want to thank you so much for being on the call, and we've just got to conclude some other Us Lifting Us business before we end this hour, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to mute your line, and you can stay on the call, but in this last few minutes, we got to cover some other things, and we will talk some more soon, okay?
Okay, thank you for having me.
And thank you. Family members, it's important that ideally you were taking notes. Some very, very good information was shared today. And Us Lifting Us is a collective of sisters and brothers across the nation and around the world, including in Africa, the Caribbean, South America, that are working in various places, including Europe and Asia. You know, we have at least about 529 members so far that have pooled their resources, money, as well as their knowledge in various other areas. And we welcome anyone that's new that has not become a member to take a good look. Go to usliftingus.com, www.usliftingus.com, and make sure you take a very good look at the website. You go to the home page, and if you look over to the right-hand side, you'll see three videos. It's very important that you listen, go through those videos. The top video is about a 17-minute, 12-slide presentation that gives you some insights on Us Lifting Us. We invite you to take a good look at Us Lifting Us. We're transparent. This is all real, nothing hidden. And we are moving forward, and we definitely want you to be a part of us, but you do have to apply, and you do have to be accepted as a member. There's criteria that you have to pass in order to become a member. And annually, it's $50 a year to be a member. And you go to the website, usliftingus.com, and you would be able to go and fill out the application and as well as a payment of the $50. And if you accept it, then we move forward. And once you become accepted as an Us Lifting Us member, you have full rights in terms of voting. All Us Lifting Us members have a vote, and every member only has one vote. Nobody has more than one vote. Everybody's got a say-so. This is absolutely a cooperative, harmonious relationship in building businesses. We've opened up through the resources that the members have contributed, not just the $50 annual membership, but you have the, we ask you, not a contract, but we do ask every member to purchase at least one investment unit, and that unit is $1,000, and you can do that by paying it all in one amount, or as some members do, and if you go to the web page, you will see where there's a program called the Power of 100, and it gives various options of you being able to pay towards that one unit. If it's $100 a month, and if you cannot do that, you know, then you could reduce it, cut it in half, $50, or if necessary, $25 a month. But once you are accepted, you apply and you are accepted as a member, the $50 gives you voting rights. And last month in March, we had our annual members convention and meeting. And all members that are, even if they had not acquired a unit, they still had voting rights and everything that went on, including our annual election of board seats, rotation of three board seats. And it's important that you take a close look, because now more than ever we need each other. One of the slides says that we either take control of the economics of our community or forever be at the mercy of others. And there is a serious emergency, a state of emergency that's going on, and tonight you got exposed to a state of emergency about your health. We're being attacked, parasites. And we're being attacked by the air and the food and all of those things. And it's a very serious matter. As Barbara Frank shared, the people are making millions of dollars selling artificial, chemically made hair, but also other people's hair that's got parasites and other things that will make you ill. And then the other part is that when it comes to us taking control of our economics, why would we contribute this money towards other people's hair and enriching other people with millions when Barbara Frank has the protocol and gave you the contact information that you can contact her to learn how to grow and regrow healthy hair, to learn how to make the function of your body healthy so other issues beyond just hair would allow you to be able to thrive rather than just to be suffering and put in a position of having to take some pharmaceutical, unnatural medications. And also, through the pooling of the resources through that the Us Lifting Us members have done, last year in April 20th, if I'm correct, we opened up the first Us Lifting Us business, and that's called Cafe Ulu, and that's located in Atlanta. It's a coffee and networking lounge as well as a place for cultural gatherings, and on a regular basis, weekly basis, there's all kinds of activities there. You know, there's a senior day every week. Every week there's a gathering where we've got a master chess teacher that teaching the children as well as the elders that chess and the benefits of chess, and especially with, when it comes to your mind, your thinking, your strategy. And we have musical events every Friday. But you need to go to CafeUlu.com is the webpage, CafeUlu.com, and so that you will know that I'm telling you about a business that actually exists. And those that's Ulu members, including myself, was there last month, been there before. And so coming up on the 20th, any Ulu members, board members that's on the call, you got some comments you want to make toward about Cafe Ulu or anything else that's going on, just let us know and I'll put you on the air. Cafe Ulu has a Facebook page, and on that Facebook page, that would keep you aware of all of the various events. And as I said, there are many events going on. Next Wednesday, Professor Griff, you know, who is a very known around the world for his knowledge, in-depth knowledge about what's going on with around the world. And go to the Cafe Ulu's Facebook page, and you'll be able to see that next Wednesday that he will be there, but you do need to register in advance for that. And let me check to see if any of our members are calling in. I don't see anybody. Brother Shabaka, are you still there?
Yes, brother. How are you? Greetings again.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to know if you had anything you wanted to add before I continue on.
No, brother, I think that you said a mouthful. We do have the celebration coming up, as you said, on the 20th, I believe, at Cafe Ulu. I think it's going to start at 6 or so to about 10. Jazz artists are coming there. We're going to have food. It's going to be a celebration, and Cafe Ulu will be 1 year old. If you can get there, particularly if you live in the Atlanta area or Georgia, and even South Carolina, you know, love to have you there.
Okay, brother. Thank you. And also to give some details from the flyer, and you can find the flyer at the Cafe Ulu Facebook page, and make sure when you go to the Cafe Ulu Facebook page that you like the page. And also Us Lifting Us has a page that also has information about the first anniversary. There's Cafe Ulu first year anniversary, and they're going to be celebrating in various ways, including coffee and culture, the coffee and culture from Ethiopia, Cameroon, Kenya, and Brazil. And there's going to be live musical performances, and you need to go to the Cafe Ulu Facebook page, and you can see all of this information. And there's going to be various artists, and actually the event is going to start in the morning and going into the night on April the 20th, and it's going to be at Cafe Ulu, and you go to CafeUlu.com, and you can get the address, but it's 2036 Sylvan Road in Southwest Atlanta. And among the people that will be performing will be Sister Deanna Don. And also there's going to be that evening, which is something you really have to make reservations for, because there's limited tickets, but there's going to be a dinner jazz concert with the Eldred Sims Jazz Quartet. And that's all of this is going to be happening on Saturday, April the 20th. And also the Inzuri drummers are going to perform, you know, some drummers that are traveling all over the place, because they have such a good performance and so much love and energy that they bring, and they're exciting people everywhere they go. And also that I mentioned that night, but the schedule is for the 20th is actually at Cafe Ulu. It's going to be indoor and outdoor activities, and even some stages outside. And there's going to be inside, you know, some things for all ages, including some chess. But it's from 8 a.m. until 11 p.m. Saturday, April the 20th at Cafe Ulu. You know, it's the anniversary of our first business that we opened up. And also I want to remind you that our time is running out. In Richmond, Virginia, Us Lifting Us members have came together just yesterday at Virginia Union University, and they have already started a local group, and Us Lifting Us has something, and you can look it up on our webpage, but it's called UBC's or Us Lifting Us Based Collectives, and we've already got one started in Richmond, Virginia, and to spread the word of ULU, but also as a study group, and also to be a group that will look in the area and focus on ideas and things that we could sell, products and otherwise, that we could sell or make a part of a second and third and 10th and 20th Us Lifting Us business. And we are here every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we thank you so much for being on the call. Our time has run out, and we're going to end this call. We'll be back next Thursday. Make sure that you go to CafeUlu.com, go to the Cafe ULU Facebook page, Us Lifting Us Facebook page, so you'll be up to date about the activities, and also look for our topics for each week, and look forward to we're definitely with all of the good information, vital, life-saving information that Barbara Frank shared. We're looking forward to having her back on the program, so make sure that you stay in touch so that you'll know when she'll be back on the air with us. Thank you so much.